Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, last November, a woman went missing in the mountains of Utah. Given the remoteness of the location and the harsh weather conditions, a search was launched, but she was never found. Until some months later, when she was discovered. She hadn't got lost, she just wanted to disappear. Sergeant Spencer Cannon is Public Information Officer at Utah's Sheriff Office, and he joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Spencer.
Good afternoon, how are you?
So tell us the circumstances of how you first heard that this woman was missing.
Yeah, it was last year on November 25th. There's an area here in Utah County, which is about 40 miles south of Salt Lake, that because of the amount of snow that they get in the wintertime, they close off access to it in the wintertime for everything except foot traffic. And the U.S. Forest Service was in that area, and they found this car and they found a tent, but they couldn't find the woman that whose car and tent those were. And they left a note on her car saying, "We're going to close this area. You'll need to get out, because if you don't, then the gate will be closed and your car will be stuck." A week later, the car hadn't been moved. So we had some of our sheriff's deputies go up to that area and try to find this woman, and we couldn't. And we found out who she was. We found out her cell phone number, and we did a ping on that, which gives us an idea of where the phone has been, and it showed it had been in Colorado. Later, we found out that that was not accurate, but at that time, we figured that she had left the area and just abandoned her car, so we towed her car. And then over the winter, we went back up to that area and checked several times to see if we could find her, and we were unable to do that. We had one of our detectives who spent a lot of time trying to track down family members and couldn't find any. Did identify where she used to work and some coworkers there, but none of them knew much about her. They said she was a great employee, but she just kind of kept to herself. And so then just a few weeks ago, when one of our search and rescue coordinators went back up there with an organization that does aerial searches by drone, and we've used them before in missing persons cases, and they were actually able to locate a person who had died using their drones, and they have this software that analyzes the pictures that they take. Well, the first run on the drone went up there, and the drone crashed, and so as they went to try to find the drone, they came across a tent, another tent, and as they're standing there looking at the tent, the zipper opens up and this woman stuck her head out, and it was the woman that we've been looking for since November last year.
That's extraordinary. And I mean, apart from what she ate and how she survived, what would the conditions have been like between now and last November? I would imagine they'd been pretty harsh.
Yeah, well, this area is it's up in the mountains. It's probably about close to 6,000 feet elevation.
Ooh.
And it would have some harsh winter conditions. This was a relatively mild winter for as Utah winters go. But even with a mild winter, they probably had as much as 2 feet of snow at different times. I know for a fact that in that area, there would have been temperatures that would have gotten as down as low as 10 or 15 below zero Fahrenheit. So it was difficult conditions, to say the least. Now, obviously, nobody's going to survive in those conditions without some amount of nourishment, food and water. But what she had was very limited. She did have some rice and beans that she stretched out for a little while. But beyond that, she foraged for grass and moss and subsisted on that. Now, and there was an ample water supply. There's a small river that went by near where she had camped. But she had grass and moss primarily. And there was one couple that had come up there camping. They didn't see anything unusual, but when they left her with their extra food. So she had that at least one time, maybe another. But over 5 months, she had lost a lot of weight and was in very poor condition physically, very weak, and had difficulty even standing. But the fact that she was resilient enough to be able to even survive in those conditions speaks a lot about her physical makeup and her determination to make something work.
Yeah, and the officer who found her, was she cooperative with, in the sense of, was she happy to go with him to get checked out by a doctor?
Yes, and that was kind of an interesting side of this woman. We know that she struggles with some mental health challenges, and that was a major concern. But we were concerned enough that we took her against her will. She didn't really oppose us, but we took her to be evaluated for her emotional condition and her physical condition. She got kind of a shot in the arm, so to speak. They fed her, they evaluated her, took care of a couple of issues, and then ended up releasing her the next day. And the thing that seems unusual about, or one of the things I should say that seems unusual about a case like this is that she chose to be there where she was. She was up there because she wanted to be. She wanted the isolation and the solitude. And while she was resourceful in surviving for that long, she wasn't terribly well prepared for surviving that long. But she did cooperate with us and she was released. And we actually gave her a ride back to the same general area because that's where she wanted to go. We gave her some food items. We bought her a new sleeping bag to use so that she could at least survive a little bit more comfortably. But the other thing that was kind of interesting in talking to her coworkers, they said she's a very intelligent woman, and her challenges have got her in a position where she feels like she just wants to get off grid, so to speak, and be on her own. And hopefully she'll be able to do that with a little bit more comfort and without her health deteriorating the way it did in this situation.
And she's not breaking any laws by going there, is she?
No, not at all. Well, the Forest Service areas, they limit the amount of days that you can stay in one area, but that's a very minor violation. But otherwise, no, she hadn't broken any laws. She was very tidy in her personal area. It was kind of interesting. She didn't have a lot of personal belongings with her, personal property, but when we saw her tent, she had a couple of little containers that she had things divided in. And usually when we encounter people who are camping for extended periods of time in a certain spot, it becomes just a mess and very dirty. And her area was anything but that. It was very clean and tidy, and she was otherwise relatively well kept. So no, but no laws broken, and it was just where she wanted to be and what she wanted to do.
It's an extraordinary story. Sergeant Spencer Cannon is Public Information Officer at the Utah County Sheriff's Office. Spencer, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.